Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful that you're here today and I'm really thankful for you. Maybe you don't have someone in your life saying that over you, like, I'm just grateful that God created you. I'm grateful for your space in this world. I'm grateful for your heart. I'm grateful that you love the Lord enough to want to be prayed for every day. I'm thankful just that we have this little period of time. Maybe this is the first time you're listening. Maybe it's the last time you're listening, but we have this little snippet of time where we can connect to one another and just celebrate the goodness of God and the availability of prayer. So thank you so much. We are in Proverbs and we're going to finish out chapter 2 today, verses 16 through 22 in the Message translation. And it says this: wise friends will rescue you from the temptress, that smooth-talking seductress, who's faithless to the husband she married years ago, never gave a second thought to her promises before God. Her whole way of life is doomed. Every step she takes brings her closer to hell. No one who joins her company ever comes back, ever sets foot on the path to real living. So, join the company of good men and women. Keep your feet on the tried and true paths. It's the men who walk straight who will settle this land, the women with integrity who will last here. The corrupt will lose their lives. The dishonest will be gone for good. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for your word. Again, I'm just so excited about your word. I'm so excited about the wisdom that we find, that we mine in your word. I'm thankful that Solomon wrote these things down. I'm thankful for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to cause him to do so. I'm thankful for the warnings that we're experiencing in the book of Proverbs already about the temptress. And this is not just an adulterous person. This is actually also a metaphor for sin in our lives. It's someone, something, some situation that woos us toward making a decision against you, Lord. And so keep our eyes alert, keep our minds alert, keep our hearts alert to that temptation. We know that no temptation has seized you, but such as is common to man, and you are faithful. You're not going to allow us to be tempted beyond what we can endure, but you're going to provide that way of escape. And so, Lord, for my friend today who is facing a decision, whether they are going to choose to walk toward the temptress and sin or walk toward you and find life, I pray they would walk toward you and find life. We know that walking down a sinful path is fun for a season, but it is devastating for a life because it never just affects us, Lord. It has tendrils and ripple effects that go out into our families and our friends and our witness and other people who are watching us who want to know what it's like to be a Christ follower. Our selfish and sin-fueled decisions have ripple effects. So, Lord, help that to keep us from indulging in sin. Lord, we do want to join the company of good men and women. We want to keep our feet on tried and true paths. Teach us what those paths are. Show us, I think about you, Jesus, in the New Testament, where you talk about the way is narrow to find you, that you are the only way, and the pathway is wide that leads to destruction. So Lord, I pray you would help us to find that narrow path through the craggy wilderness, Lord, and we might have to pick our way through and keep very close eye on the trail before us to be able to be successful on that trail. But Lord, there's so much reward. I know that when I have gone on those kind of distant trails that not a lot of people have gone on, the vistas are amazing versus going on the well-traveled pathways. It's not the same. So Lord, I pray you would give us an adventurous spirit to find those tried and true paths, to go the narrow way. We do want to settle this land with a kingdom mindset of blessing those who are persecuted, loving those who are outcasted, bringing your kingdom to earth through the power of the Holy Spirit and in the body of Christ. Lord, we want to be people of integrity who will last, who will remain, who will keep tilling the soil, who will keep laboring over those seeds, who will keep praying for rain and sun and harvest. Lord, we want to be people like that. We do not want to be corrupt, those who are corrupt and lose their lives. I'm reminded of the man who swindled us out of our home when we were missionaries in France, and how later he died. And I think part of that, and I can't know exactly what your heart is and all of that, but it sure felt a lot like a judgment on him to die so young after hurting so many people. So Lord, we thank you that you are a God of justice, and we just choose to rest in that, and we choose to rest our hearts and our lives in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I've mentioned before, trying to get this podcast so that we can have every day a transcript of the prayer. And so I'm about 50-60% there, and with about 40% more, we would be able to do that. So you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's different levels, and if you'd like to help us out, that'd be awesome. In the meantime, I hope that you have a very adventurous life of faith today.